I enjoy unique architecture. As an undergraduate, I took an elective classical architecture course. I especially like unique doors. In early history, doors were made of animal skin or cloth. Later, doors were made from wood, bronze, and stone. Regardless of the material, doors can be artistic and ornate. In my travels, I have seen many of the world's renowned doors, those with intricate design, interesting colors, and choice of material. Some of my favorites include the doors of the Chrysler Building in Chicago, the Porta della Carta, or the Door of Paper in Venice, the doors of St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, the many ornate doors of La Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, the doors of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, and the marble-covered doors of the Taj Mahal in India. Doors are often used to make statements. They provide privacy, security, and separation, as well as connection to internal spaces. Doors are often used to represent a choice. A commonly used metaphor is the door as a symbol of decision-making, to enter or to exit a chosen path. I am the door of the sheep is the third of Jesus' seven I am statements recorded in Scripture, John 10:7. Jesus is always purposeful in his speech and choice of words. He was and remains conscious of his listeners. He uses words and phrases expertly to convey deeper meaning and ensure understanding. In this third I am statement, Jesus painted a beautiful word picture for those listening. He was talking to the Pharisees, who as leaders were regularly likened to shepherds, and the people were likened to sheep. He uses a term that was part of everyday conversation to get his point across. A shepherd was a common occupation, and therefore, one that those listening would recognize immediately. Politicians and religious leaders were often referred to as shepherds. Moses and David both served as shepherds and would be remembered as such. God the Father is referred to as shepherd in Genesis 48:15, Psalm 28:9, and Ezekiel 34:3. In John 10:7, Jesus uses the language of his listeners to get his point across. The shepherds in the crowd, as well as those who regularly encountered shepherds, would immediately resonate with the metaphor of a sheep gate or door. Shepherds take care of their flocks. They guide and direct them. They are concerned about their well-being and safety. Shepherds feed, lead, and protect their sheep. Shepherds willingly sacrifice their comfort for the safety of their sheep. Shepherds pen their sheep nightly to keep them safe and often laid in front of the door or gate to provide an extra layer of protection. This protection was not simply to prevent anyone from coming into the sheep pen, but to prevent the sheep that were naive, often unfocused, and too curious for their own good from wandering off. God, the shepherd of his people, does the same for each of us. If we will be honest, we have all had times in our lives when we stepped over Jesus and wandered outside of the gate. I admit that I too have wandered and failed to stay within the safety of the sheep pen. I am forever grateful that Jesus has always let me back inside when I have repented. The words of Psalm 23 keep me focused and remind me that everything I need is provided by God, my shepherd. False teachers, the wolves and wild animals of this sin-sick world, seek to confuse, devour, and scatter God's children. They sow conflicting messages about access to God. Many contend that access to God and his blessings come through good works and deeds. Others suggest you can simply follow a set of rules. The words of John 10:9 make it plain and clear that Jesus is not one of the doors, but the only door. There is only one way to the Father, and that way is through Jesus Christ. John 3:5, John 14:6, Romans 5:9-11, Galatians 2:16. Through Jesus, the door of the sheep, we have unencumbered access, communion, and fellowship with the Father. Jesus, the door of the sheep, assures our protection from those who mean us harm. keeps us safe from our wandering nature, and invites us to rest in his green pastures. If I remain in him and connected to him, I will lack nothing. The father wants his daughters to enter through the open door that he is and holds wide open for those who will accept the gift of salvation through Jesus. The father holds open the door that leads to blessings beyond description and a depth of understanding and relationship that is beyond comprehension. Jesus laid down his life for those who choose to enter an eternal relationship with the Father. Every day, he lays across the entrance of our souls and protects us from the evil one. My sister, we have the blessed privilege to enter the sanctuary, the safe place that he has prepared for his children, where he saves us from the penalty of sin and keeps us safe for eternity. My sisters, the choice is yours. You must decide for yourselves whether you will surrender to Jesus, the door of the sheep. Joshua 24:15. I can only speak for myself. Each day, I choose Jesus, the door of the sheep, as my Savior and protector. I want to live the life the Father designed for me at the beginning of time. I choose Jesus, the door of the sheep, as the entryway to the abundant life. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Today, I renew my choice to entrust my whole life to Jesus, the door of the sheep.